How's your job going?
Yeah.
Spend my time trying to make a difference.
I know how it sounds.
You're gonna make a difference.
He ain't gonna make a fucking difference. Forget about that. Your job? Out monster the monster. And get home at the end of the night.
Triple nine, which is the code for officer down. I wonder what the code for, we just shot another black man is on the ground right now. I wonder what the code for that one is. But John Hillcoat, or Cock, or whatever, however the fuck he pronounces it. Hillcoat, yeah, I'm going with that. Director of this film, man, he's made such great films like Proposition, Lawless, what was the name of that damn movie? The Road. Yeah, I'm blanking on it, yeah. And so people like him. I'm an Australian guy. I know Wayne and Luke probably look forward to this dude. Probably even this film, for a matter of fact. Because I gotta say, it's probably one of the most anticipated films for me. Especially from the cast. The trailers look cool. It's a cop drama or a cop crime story, if you will. It's got all the elements in here. It's got your boy the Falcon in there. It's got Jesse Pinkman. It's got Daryl. It's got fucking Solomon, 12 years, a slave and shit. I mean, it's got Rose, Titanic. I mean, shit, it's got every character you could ever think of in a movie. But the cast is great, I'm not gonna lie. Oh, and that's the beginning. The better Affleck, Casey Affleck. Which, as I said on a previous movie spoilers episode, hey, Casey Affleck is a better, way better actor than Ben Affleck. I never understood why people always say, oh, Ben Affleck's a great actor. No, he's not. He's good. He's decent enough to get the job done. Casey is a great actor. Ben is just, yeah, he's okay. Great director, yes. Actor, whatever. But here we go. So we got a movie about, it takes place in Atlanta, which I've been to Atlanta a couple of times. I ain't never seen, like, I knew Atlanta had, like, some project areas, obviously, like, all that. But I ain't never seen no shit like this before. It almost made me seem like, I think they made some of this shit up here. But I digress on that. And so, you know, we got the story here about some corrupt officers, if you will. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, people, I don't even know what the fucking plot of this movie is. Because this movie doesn't even know what the fucking plot is. It literally drops you into a gun shootout scene or a bank robbing scene at that. And you just go from there. And there you are. But you got these crooked cops. Special Armed Force soldiers here too. You got Chiwetel Ejiofor and Norman Reedus. And Chiwetel plays Michael Atwood, I believe it was. And Norman Reedus is Russell. They got his little brother, Aaron Paul plays Gabe in here. Who's pretty much just reprising his role from Breaking Bad. I was just waiting for him to just steal a line from Walter White and say, I'm the one that knocks. Because I love that fucking line. That line is fucking badass like a motherfucker. But he's just playing a junkie drug addict. And if you hated him in Breaking Bad, you're gonna fucking hate him in this movie because he's kind of that bumbling drug addict fuck up, and you know he's gonna be the one that fucks the whole plan up, and you're gonna end up hating him because he tends to do a lot of the stupid shit. Because I ended up finding him fucking annoying as hell in this goddamn movie, just like I did in Breaking Bad in a way. But you got these guys, and they're doing jobs, if you will, for the mafia, and they also got what's that boy's name? Fuck, I'm blanking on his name already. Clifton Collins Jr., yeah, that's right, who plays Franco in here. And you got them and also Anthony Mackie, who plays Marcus in here. All team working this one job. You don't really know why they all come together. Anthony Mackie and Clifton Collins Jr., they're cops already. One's a homicide and the other one's a detective. And they work together. Not together so much, but they're always around. And you got Chiquita Ejiofor and Norman Reedus. They were like special ops. And Aaron Paul was a cop who, I guess after 3 years, he was kicked off the force or something because of some missing bodies and shit like that or whatever it was. So, and now he's a junkie. They do a mission. They believe that's the end of the, that's it. There's no more after that for the Russian mob, who's ran by Kate Winslet, who plays Irina Vislov, who is a Jewish Russian mafia. Mafiosa type deal. I didn't even know that shit fucking existed. I was like, it's Jewish Russians? My fucking God. Alrighty then. And it was throwing me off throughout the whole movie. They really didn't fucking say anything until like the end of it. But she's pretty much working up these guys, and you literally have to put this together on your own. You don't find out to like the last 20 minutes maybe, but she's working these guys to pretty much get all the information, and well, I guess all the items that she would need to clear her husband's name to get him out of prison. And he's the one running the mob, if you will, the Russian mafia. You got Gal Gadot in here, who's, she's pretty much a slut in the movie. She's not really given much to do. Whenever she, time she opens up her fucking mouth, you're like, oh my God, somebody please shut her fucking mouth, please. She probably easily was, for the cameo appearance of this she had in here, she was probably the worst performance, I'll give her that. It did not give me any hope for Wonder Woman, just looking at her hair. I was like, wow, you're playing a slut in that, and now you're playing a slut in this, too. I was like, your career is already off to a great start with Zack Snyder, my lady. If you think you're a whore in here, wait till you get to Dawn of Justice. And she is, I don't want to say ex-wife, but she's the baby mama of Chiwetel Ejiofor. They had a kid together. And she's also the sister of Kate Winslet, which, by the way, they look nothing fucking alike. But you don't never really make the comparison or even the care. So I guess she's using the child as, I don't know, let's just say a fee to get Chiwetel to do these missions and these jobs, whatever. But then you wonder, like, why are the other guys doing it? It makes no fucking sense. So, she tells him, you got one more mission you need to do. It's pretty much fucking impossible. No one can do it. You can't pull it off. But I need what's inside of that facility, and I need you to get it for me. I don't care how you do it. And they're pretty much like, we can't fucking do this. We don't know how the hell we gonna do this. And Kate Winslet gets word from her man in prison. I don't know how the fuck he gets a phone. She gets word from her man saying, send him a message. So they end up killing... damn, what's this boy's name? I keep Norman Reedus killed Russell, and he dies, and he was his best friend, and he dies like in the first 10 minutes of the film. So, you know, Aaron Paul is, he's going hardcore in the drug bench here. I mean, he's, if you thought he was drugged up before, once Russell dies, he's all on these fucking drugs left and right. There was even a scene here, which I think it caught everybody off in the theater, where Chiwetel Ejiofor with him was in the car. And he was just talking to a cop, but then he just started raising his, he out of nowhere, he shouted. He was like, get your shit together, man. I was just like, God damn, Chiwetel. He kind of scared me for a little bit. I took you as this peaceful, inspiring brother or whatever, but you scaring me right now, whatever. It looked like he was somebody's daddy getting ready to whoop their ass, something like that. And Chiwetel does a great job in here. I got to commend that guy. I don't like what they do with his, I don't want to say hair and makeup, if you will. Like, they give him scars in his head and shit like that to show that, oh, he's been through some shit and whatever. And it's just like, I don't... This shit just kind of threw me off, mind you. But I thought his performance in here was great, though. I've never seen... Well, it's been a long time since I've seen intensity like that from him throughout this movie. And he constantly had a dark eye in his face. So, you know, it's just Chiwetel, Anthony, and now Clifton Collins. And they realize that, hey, let's pull a 999. We'll get this cop killed, and it will get like 10, 20 minutes of cops on this side of town while we bust this mission out. And it's pretty possible, and they choose to do Casey Affleck, who we don't really know who the fuck he is, because they don't ever, this movie does a terrible job of explaining characters. They just drop it in here left and right. Casey Affleck comes in, and he's the nephew of Woody Harrelson, who's a cop. It's funny that none of these cops work for the same precinct or anything like that. They're all in different buildings, I guess, of the city of Atlanta, even though it's in the same area. And he gets him a job as a partner for Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie can't stand him. He hates him and shit like that because Anthony Mackie's a crooked cop, obviously. But Casey Affleck just trying to clean the streets up, be a good guy and shit like that. So they want to use him as the guy that gets the pretty much a shot to Triple Nine. So Anthony Mackie ends up trying to set him up. Shit goes wrong. Anthony Mackie starts having a change of heart. Chiwetel Ejiofor, they succeed in the mission, doesn't get his kid back, though. I mean, it's just all kinds of clusterfucks over clusterfuck. And, you know, when I walked out of the theater, I had my rating set up. But on that drive home, I don't know why I'm doing a driving motion right now, my hands. On that drive home, I started thinking about the movie more and more and more. And I was like, I think my rating just dropped like a whole score and a half now. Because the more I thought about it, I was like, wow, this movie was just a waste. I don't want to say a waste of time, but I thought it was just wasted potential. Like, you could slowly see this movie just kept dropping the ball the longer it went on. It's about 2 hours long. And it felt like it would have been a better TV show. But then I thought about that and said, oh, no, I saw True Detective Season 2. And that's what this felt like. It felt like True Detective Season 2 only with better acting. Because the acting on everybody's part here is great. It's great. I mean, the only person I probably thought was fucking cartoonish was Woody Harrelson. And it was funny because there's a scene where him and Casey Affleck was talking. And Casey Affleck does a good job, but his character is just so fucking boring and bland because they give him no work to do. And plus the dialogue is kind of silly in some rights too as well. But the Woody Harrelson is doing straight out of what he was doing in Out of the Furnace, where he's doing this kind of hissing thing with his voice. And I'm pretty sure he chose to do that because he probably said, oh yeah, I could play like a... Because he's pretty much a drug addict, cop, an alcoholic chief officer or something like that. But I personally don't even know why he was in the film, because he doesn't do anything. He doesn't serve any purpose. Doesn't help out with any of the missions or nothing like that. And then when they have him show up at the end just to shoot Clifton Collins Jr., it was just like, well, that was... And then plus he gets shot as well. So it was like anyone could have been in this, not in this role, but just in this situation that was going on in this scene. So I was like, that was kind of a waste of Woody Harrelson. Like I said, there is good things. The acting in it is great. Except for, I would say, Kate Winslet. Her accent kind of kept dropping forth. And I hear a lot of people saying she was menacing. She kind of was in a way, but it was one of those menacings where it's just like, the look of her transformation, I didn't even recognize it. Because at first I was like, I know Kate Winslet's in it. I was like, oh shit, that is Kate Winslet. I didn't even recognize her at first. But she's menacing in a sense where she doesn't have to say much. She's menacing where she just looks at you and you're just like, yeah, I know some bad shit's about to happen. The accent was kind of going in and out every now and then. And was just like, I'm starting to notice it a little bit. And then you got Woody Harrelson, who's just a cartoon character. I mean, there was nothing there. As a matter of fact, his character and just the acting alone, I didn't like any of it. I thought it was just terrible. You could have easily taken it out. Chiwetel, Anthony, Clifton, even though Clifton's barely doing anything, Chiwetel, Anthony, they do an amazing job. Casey Affleck, he does a good job. His character is just dull and there's not a lot of depth. But the problem with one of the, well, I guess another positive is the action in here looks great. A lot of people are bragging about, I won't say bragging, but praising the opening scene. But I gotta say, there was a scene in the film where they were chasing one Spanish dude through the apartment homes. That scene was tense. It had a lot of good intense moments and stuff like that. I thought that scene was just amazing, awful. As a matter of fact, that was the best scene in the whole movie, if you ask me. What else did I like? I guess that's kind of it, just the action alone. I love a lot of people saying, oh, this is so gruesome and blah, 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 and this. And I was like, Actually, I don't think it was that gruesome. There was moments where it was a little, well, I won't say little, but they showed the R, that is an R rating, and I will give a credit on that one, but I don't know. People talking about, oh, this made Atlanta look like this, one of the worst sets. I was like, it looks tame if you ask me. If you want a real good cop movie where it looks violent and shit like that, then you go to fucking Into Watch, one of the best cop movies ever made, personally. Hell, I would even say go to Training Day before you watch this, personally. But that's my positive. The negatives, the problem with this is it's the characters. And the movie drops you in a place of the movie where you felt like all of these characters have known each other for so long now. And that it's been, it's almost like I stepped into the mid-season break of a TV show. You know, you can tell that these characters know each other and they have a lot of chemistry and they have a lot of history with each other, but they don't tell you anything. Another problem with that is you don't really know what the plot of the movie is, and you kind of have to put it together yourself towards the last 20, 30 minutes of the film. And the only positive thing you think of, because you're just like, why the hell would they do this job, is just, oh, because Chiwetel wants his son back. But it's like, why would Anthony and the rest of them sign up for this? None of this makes sense. They don't have dirt on any of them. And Chiwetel keeps talking about they're going to kill all of us. It's like, but Kate Winslet even says in the film, it's like, oh, I can't wait to meet your team. She don't even know who his team is. So it's like, I don't get why anyone else is putting in lines. And another problem you have with this film, too, is you don't know who to root for. You don't know. You obviously, at the beginning of the movie, you think they're bank robbers, so you're just like, oh, I really don't care if anybody dies. I never had an emotional connection with anybody in the film as caring as if they died or not. And if they did, it'd be like, well, you know, hey, shit happens in this business or whatever. I didn't care for any of the characters. I'll give them the credit on the acting, but the characters itself, they were paper thin as hell. I mean, they were paper thin as shit. And then I was about to call him Jesse Pinkman. Aaron Paul's character, he is so fucking annoying in this film. It's not even funny. Once his brother dies, he starts, you know, obviously doing drugs. And he starts telling prostitutes who he's sleeping with about the bank robbery they pulled off and shit, and he's drawing some competition to him, and he's just like, oh my god, dude, you're doing the same thing you're doing in fucking Breaking Bad. It's like, this is why people found you fucking annoying in that goddamn show. And Chiwetel, he threatens him. He's just like, yo, I will fucking kill you. And he even sends him videos of one of his main girls or whatever. He's like, I'll kill this bitch right now if you don't leave town. Leave town. Because he's trying to tell, Aaron Paul's character's trying to tell the Casey Affleck as well. He's showing up to Casey Affleck's home trying to tell him that you're the cop they're going to set up for this 999 or whatever. But he never gets a chance to talk to him. I mean, he even shows up to the bar where all the cops hang out, to where Anthony Mackie's at. And Anthony Mackie has a shoves his ass out. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Get your shit together. Why the hell would you show up here? And then even when they try to set him up, Aaron Paul, we know they told him to get out of town. He shows up to the place where the 999 was going to go down at and shit. And he ends up, I don't think he killed him. He should have killed him because he shot him in the fucking head. But apparently the bullet just, stopped in the brain or something like that. But like, I guess Anthony Mackie lived through it. I'm not sure or not. He ends up shooting Anthony Mackie and gets himself killed in the process as well. 999 went down, but not in the way they were expecting it. They were supposed to KFG Affleck to get the bullet. And then next thing you know it, once they pull this shit up, sorry people, I got the sniffles now a little bit. 999 gets pulled off. They successfully robbed this place. Chiwetel Ejiofor, he tells Kate Winslet, he's like, yo, this is a present from my son. Give it to him. Where's my son at? And they tell him, look, we never want to see you again, okay? Your son will be safe with us. You just go away now. We're taking the money. We're taking the toy, blah, 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 this and that. And it was at that moment when I saw, I was like, you know, this would be a mid-season finale, right? Or a finale to the show, if you will. Right? I was like, there's something about this scene that just feels so TV-ish because it feels like it should go on a little bit longer. And I know we're at the ending of the film here. So how can you drag this out for another 20 minutes where it satisfies anyone? And they kind of beat his ass and leave him there. And then next, you know, he pulls out, you know, this remote here. And I was just like, yeah, I bet there was a bomb attached to that fucking toy that they got. He blows up Kate Winslet's car as they drive off and shit like that. And they're all dead. Her and her guards, whatever, they're all dead and shit. And I'm thinking in my head, okay. So, but he doesn't know where his son is at, so I guess he's just gonna go search her house or whatever and shit. But now you take it on the mafia now. You dealing with the Russian mafia here. But then Clifton Collins Jr. pulls him over and he's like, shit, dude, why you playing with me or whatever? And then next thing, Clifton Collins just shoots his ass in cold blood and you just like, oh, okay. And then Clifton Collins starts taking them all out one by one, even though they're already dead pretty much. And then, you know, as Woody Harrelson and Casey Affleck, they're trying to figure out who could be the fourth man. You know, there's got to be someone else involved with this. They end up shooting his ass. Woody Harrelson's in Clifton's car, and he shoots him, and Clifton shoots him back. They're both dead. And the movie just kind of fucking ends, and he just kind of like, that was, I feel like there was multiple endings, and this one just felt like the best one they had to go with. But I gotta say, it felt so wrapped up so quickly that you just, obviously you didn't care about anyone in the beginning, but it just wrapped up so quickly. You was just like, that resolution was just so fucking weak. Everybody dies. Nobody gets anything. It was just like, I'm trying to figure out what was the point of making this movie, to be honest. I really think that this, the, God damn it, I'm blanking on his fucking name again. Director, John Hillcoat, I think he was bad choice for this film. It almost feels like he has a lot of good moments, like highlight reel moments, because everybody says, oh, this piece was good, this piece was good, that piece was good, but it never once comes coherent as a whole film. And actually, the more I think about it, the weaker I think it is. And it's just like, it's almost embarrassing to watch it in a way, because you're just like, I don't really want to see this movie, because it's not a train wreck like, you know, Gods of Egypt or anything like that, but in its own right of a great movie, you see the pieces in here, and it's a train wreck in the sense that you see a great movie here, and it just falls apart the longer it goes together, to where not only that, but logic kind of police officers just kind of get thrown out of the way. I mean, the stuff they're doing here, like leaving fingerprints, there's moments where, like, the raiding the house part scene, man, they're just terrible cops in general. And I'm talking about the whole police department. When they go raid this apartment, they don't care about the public safety at all. And there's tons of witnesses, like, right in front where they're about to raid out. And they don't say, everybody get out the way or anything like that. There's gunshots constantly going off. I mean, it was just like giving a sense that I just don't care about anyone else no more anyway. And it took me a while to figure out who were actually the cops and who wasn't, and what was Chiwetel's role or anything like that. It like, you literally have to think to do this movie. The movie doesn't lay you out. And then some people are probably saying, oh, that's a good thing for some movies. Not for this movie. No. Not for this movie, because the story in here is just so fucking all over the place, and it's bleak as hell, that putting together is work. And it's not work in a good way where it's just like, it's satisfying work. It's just like, well, that's just so simple. You could have told me that. And the more I think about it, the more it kind of makes me mad a little bit, because I see a lot of potential in this film. But it just became True Detective season 2. And I was just like, looking at it, I was like, that's not a good thing, because that season sucked ass through a straw. I gotta go low streaming. Yeah, I was thinking about just giving it a high streaming, low renting in that area, but I the more I thought about it on the drive after I saw it, the movie, I was just like, yeah, man, that movie just really was not that fucking good. I know you're gonna get some people out there that's gonna be like, oh, I love the film because it had this hardcore violence in it, whatever, which I thought was, even in my sense, I thought it was kind of tame, to be honest, or whatever. Like, I've seen a lot of these cop movies, and I've seen a lot of movies with more grittier violence than this as well. In The Watch, I can't praise that movie enough, or whatever, of how great that was, especially with the violence that they had in that film. And just the character interaction that they had, and getting to know, what's that boy's name? Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena coming together. And, you know, you actually feel something at the end of the film when one of the characters die as well. But in here, when everyone dies, you just feeling blank and empty. You just kind of like, ah, whatever, man. I could have watched this easily at home. So low stream it, man. I think you guys will enjoy it at home. But as a whole film, you're gonna be disappointed as hell. You're gonna be like, man, I expected something great out of this film, especially. But what you end up getting out of here is just fucking a shell full of empty ass blanks. If you want to go see a real cop movie, go watch In the Watch. Not this piece of shit.
Under arrest.